USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security is refuting a claim that the deal with Mexico that President Trump announced on Friday has nothing new. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleland tells Fox News it's all new.
It's very different. The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico, with the tariff threat, brought them to the table. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table.
Many of the details are still unknown, but he says that Mexico has agreed to commit to over 10 times more officers to increase border security. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is seeing promising poll numbers after taking her presidential campaign to Iowa over the weekend. She tells CBS Face the Nation that she's doing what she can and is happy with her results.
I am happy to be in the top six and ahead of 18 people, and we've got a long campaign ahead of us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
A huge merger in the aerospace sector could be announced this week, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The merger would create one of the world's biggest aerospace and defense companies. The Wall Street Journal reporting that aerospace giant United Technologies is nearing the deal to merge with U.S. defense contractor Raytheon. The companies reportedly have a market value worth over $160 billion and could announce an all-stock deal as early as Monday. Raytheon is the U.S. military contractor that makes the Tomahawk and Patriot missile systems. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The body of a missing police chief in Texas has been found. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, Kemah Police Chief Chris Reed's body was found in Galveston Bay just before 8 a.m. local time by the Galveston County Marine Unit boat crew. Reed was reported missing on Friday when he went overboard near the Texas city of Dyke while fishing there with his wife. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal wins his 12th French Open title. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This past week, many Americans reflected and remembered the 75th anniversary of D-Day. One thing that many people are always asking is, are kids in high school and even elementary school and middle school being taught enough about American history? I had a chance to catch up with historian and author Alex Kershaw. He's author of a new book titled The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. And one of the things I asked him was if he believes that in high school, kids are being taught enough history.
Well, I would, you know, until about 15 years ago, or even maybe longer, I would have had to say that, you know, I would hold my head in my hands and weep that so little history is being taught, certainly World War II history. Fortunately, technology has done an amazing job, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an American teenager or an American in their 20s or even 30s that hasn't played Medal of Honor and one of these computer video games where they reenact World War II. And in fact, you know, Omaha Beach itself, what we've been talking about, is one, I think it's the first level in one of these hugely popular video games that millions and millions and millions and millions of American kids have played. So I don't think you can say that high schoolers in America don't know about World War II. They've actually reenacted it in some ways, you know, often far too many times for hundreds of hours in some cases. My son, certainly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.